angolról fordítunk magyarra, itt az könnyebb. From English to Hungarian, so I'll speak in English. The Pungsavana ritualistic ceremony.
Pungsavana ritualistic ceremony.
This chapter explains how Diti, Kashyapa Muni's wife, executed Kashyapa Muni's instructions on devotional service during the first day of the bright fortnight of the moon in the month of Agrahayana, November-December. Every woman following in the footsteps of Diti and following the instructions of her own husband should begin this Pungsavana Vrata. In the morning, after washing her teeth, bathing, and thus being purified, she should hear about the birth mystery of the Maruts. Then, covering her body with a white dress and being properly ornamented, before breakfast she should worship Lord Vishnu and Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, Lord Vishnu's wife, by glorifying Lord Vishnu for his mercy, patience, prowess, ability, greatness, and other glories, and for how he can bestow all mystic perfection. While offering the Lord all paraphernalia for worship, such as ornaments, sacred threads, scents, nice flowers, incense, and water for bathing and washing, his feet, hands, and mouth, one should invite the Lord with this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya, Mahan Bhavaya, Maha, Vibhuti Pataye Saha, Maha, Vibhuti Birbahim, Upadharami. Then one should offer 12 oblations in the fire by chanting this mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Mahapurushaya, Maha, Vibhuti Pataye Swaha. One should offer obeisances while chanting this mantra 10 times. Then one should chant the Lakshmi Narayan mantra. If either a pregnant woman or her husband regularly discharges this devotional service, both of them will receive the result. After continuing this process for one full year, the chaste wife should fast on the Purnima, the full moon day of Kartik. On the following day, the husband should worship the Lord as before, and then observe a festival by cooking nice food and distributing prasad to the Brahmins. Then, with the permission of the Brahmins, the husband and wife takes prasad. This chapter ends by glorifying the results of the Pungsavana function.
Agrahája nap november-december hónapban, a kellő volt két hetének első napján, minden nőnek Diti nyomdokaival itt a saját férje utasításának eredetében el kell kezdeni ezt a Pungsavana-vrátát. Miután reggel megmosta a fogát, fürdött, akit megtisztult, meg kell hallgatni a Marutok misztikus születésének történetét. Ezután bölcsön fehérülhet, ékszerezze fel magát illendően, és felkelé előtt imádkozzon Vishnu és Lakshmi-nak a szerencsés tennőjét, Szúrvisna feleségét azzal, hogy Szúrvisna kegyéért, türelméért, hatalmáért, képességéért, nagyságéért és többi dicsőségéért magasztalja, valamint azért, mert minden misztikus áldás képes megadni. Miközben az imádott kellékeit, például ékszereket, szentelzsonok, illatokat, szép virágokat, püstölet ajánlott rá neki, valamint vizet, hogy megfürödjön, és lábát, kezét és szállát megmossa, következően megállap így az Ura. Om Namo Bhagavati, Maha Purusaya, Maha Nibhavya, Maha Vibhuti, Patavi, Sahamaha, Vibhuti, Balum, Upaharana. Ezután helyzen 12 fejlelják felajánlást a tűzben, és közben ismételje a következő mantrát. Om Namo Bhagavati, Maha Purusaya, Maha Vibhuti, Patavi, Svaha. Ajánlja a hódolatát, és közben 10-szer mondja ezt a mantrát. Ezután a Lakshmanayan mantrát kell vibrálni. Ha egy állapotos asszony vagy a férje rendszeresen végzi ezt az odaadó szolgálatot, mindketten szerteznek az eredményére. Miután az elényes feleség teljességű követte ezt a folyamatot, kerti kúrnak, kúrnimáján, a delőholdnapján pörtölnie kell. A következő nap a férjének az urat kell imádnia, ahogy én korábban tette, majd ünnepséget kell tartani, ízletes ételeket kell főzni, és azután a praszádával meg kell mondigelniük a brámanákat. Ezután a brámanák engedélyével a férjünk és a feleségnek szintén ennie kell a praszádáról. A fejezet végül a túlszóval a szertartás eredményei dicsőíti.
Sri Raja Vacha Vatam Pumsa Vanam Brahman Bhavataya Dudiritam Tasya Vedirutam Icchami Tena Vishnu Prasidati Vatam Pumsa Vanam Brahman Bhavataya Dudiritam Udiritam Tasya Veditam Icchami Dena Vishnu Prasidati
Patam Pum Savaham Brahman
Maharaj Parikshit said, "My dear Lord, you have already spoken about the Pungsavana vow. Now I want to hear about it in detail, for I understand that by observing this vow one can please the Supreme Lord Vishnu."
Parikshit Maharaj így szólt, "Kedves Uram, beszéltél nekem a Pungsavana fogadalomról. Szeretnék erről részletesen hallani, mert látom, hogy a fogadalom betartásában az ember elégedetté teheti a legfelsőbb urat, Vishnut."
Let's go on to a few verses. There's no purport here. Shukadeva Goswami said on the first day of a bright fortnight of the month of Agrahayana, November, December, following the instructions of her husband, the woman should begin this regulated devotional service with a vow of penance, for it can fulfill all one's desires. Before beginning the worship of Lord Vishnu, the woman should hear the story of how the Maruts were born. Under the instructions of qualified Brahmins, in the morning she should wash her teeth, bathe, and dress herself with white cloth and ornaments. And before taking breakfast, she should worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi.
Sukadev Goswami így szólt, Agrahayan, november-december hónapban, a telőhold két hetének első napján, a nő kétén utasításait követve, a lemondásra fogadalmat téve, kezdje el ezt a szabályokhoz kötött odaadó szolgálatot, mert ezzel minden vágya teljesül majd. Mindig az Budusai mellett rához látnak, hallgassa meg a Marutok születésének történetét. A képzett rámonák utasítására reggel moson fogad, törődjön meg, öltsön fehér ruhát és égszerezze fel magát, majd reggeli előtt imádja az Úr Visnyit és Lakshmit.
This last sentence should be edited. I don't know why a woman would need to get the instruction of Brahmins to brush her teeth, bathe, and dress. He needs instructions of qualified Brahmins to worship Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi. Unless there's some special teeth brushing. She should then pray to the Lord as follows. This is the next verse. My dear Lord, you are full in all opulences. I do not beg you for opulence. I simply offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the husband and master of Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, who has all opulences. Therefore, you are the master of all mystic yoga. I simply offer my obeisances unto you.
Ezután a következőképpen imádkozom az Úrhoz. Kedves Uram, te minden fenséggel teljes mértékben rendelkezel, de én nem jól kép könyörgöm hozzád. Csupán tiszteleteljes fogadalmat ajánlom neked. A szerencsés terülőjének férje és mester vagy, Lakshmi Devi, akinek minden fenség a birtokában van. Te vagy ezért minden misztikus joga mestere, én csupán hódolatomat ajánlom neked.
Now this is the report. A devotee knows how to appreciate the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Purnam Madhapanamidam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Personality of Godhead is perfect and complete, and because He is completely perfect, all emanations from Him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly perfect as complete wholes. Whatever is produced of a complete whole is also complete in itself. Because He is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from Him, He remains the complete balance. Therefore, to take shelter of the Supreme Lord is required. Whatever a devotee needs will be supplied by the complete Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshema bahamyaham. Therefore, a pure devotee will not ask anything from the Lord. He simply offers the Lord his respectful obeisances, and the Lord is prepared to accept whatever the devotee can secure to worship Him. Even patram pushpam palam toyam, a leaf, flower, food, or water, there's no need to artificially exert oneself. It is better to be plain and simple, and with respectful obeisances offer to the Lord whatever one can secure. The Lord is completely able to bless the devotee with all opulences.
Ez a verset van magyarázat. A bhakta tudja, egy bhakta tudja, mit éppen becsüli az Istenséget felső személyiségét. Om Purnam Adha Purnam Iha Purnam Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evavashishyate. Az Istenség személyisége tökéletes és teljes, és mivel teljesen tökéletes minden kiáradása, például ez az érzékelhető világ is tökéletesen teljes egészként van felszerelve. Bármit hoz létre a teljes egész, az szintén teljes lesz magában. Ő a teljes egész, ezért annak ellenére, hogy számtalan teljes egység árad ki belőle, megőrzi teljes egyensúlyát. Ezért kell mennéket keresnünk a legfelsőbb Úrnál. Bármire van szüksége egy baktának, azt a teljes Istenség legfelsőbb személyisége megadja neki. És én nyitjám utána, bókuk sem magja, aham. Egy tiszta bakta éppen ezért semmit sem kér az úrtól, csupán tiszteletteljes oldalatát ajánlja neki. Az úr pedig kész bármit elfogadni, amit a bakta adott az imádata során, legyen az csupán patran, puskan, palant, olyan, ezen vile egy virág, egy gyümölcs vagy egy kevés víz. Nincs szükség arra, hogy az ember erejét meghaladó erőfeszítés legyen. Jobb, ha egyszerű és szerény marad, és tiszteletteljes oldalattal ajánlja az úrnak mindazt, amit csak tud. Az Úr teljes mértékben képes arra, hogy mindenkin csinál meg egy jobb aktár.
Titi wanted to avenge the death of her two sons, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha.
Titi meg akarta bosszulni a két fiának, Hiranyaksának és Hiranyakashipunak a halálát.
I guess you could call this motherly love. Or feminine nature. But even someone whose sons are such great demons, if they're killed by Krishna, she still wants revenge. The least good thing is she didn't want to get revenge from the person who killed her sons. So she didn't want to get revenge on Lord Vishnu. But she figured that since the demigods were the cause of Lord Vishnu killing them, then Indra should be killed. Although Indra is actually her nephew. So according to Chanakya and Srila Prabhupada, women are capable of killing their nephews, their children. It's going on all the time. They're committing abortions daily. But it's not just something which is what women are capable of. Everyone is capable of doing anything for their sense gratification. And that's more or less the constitution of our society today. If it feels good, do it.
Hogy ez természetes számunkra, hogy így gondolkoznak, hogy így cselekszem.
So people are killing their own children, they're committing abortions, killing their own children within their own womb.
Az emberek megölik a saját gyermekeiket abortusszal, a nyomikán belül.
So in that sense, this is nothing so extraordinary.
Szóval ebben az értelemben ez a történet egyáltalán nem különleges.
But the importance of the pastime, aside from describing how the maruts take birth.
De ennek a kertelésnek a különlegessége azon felül, hogy elmesél, hogy a marutok hogyan születtek.
Is that it shows how by worshipping Krishna with impure purpose, one can become purified. Kama, sarva kama, moksha kama, udharati. Diti really had a bad purpose. But still, she followed her husband's instructions and worshipped the Lord.
Követte a férje utasításait, és az urat imádta.
So, Srila Prabhupada will explain, or has explained, that actually Kashyapa Muni was tricking her.
Srila Prabhupada elmagyarázza, hogy Kassyapa Muni igazából így becsapta őt.
He realized that his wife's mentality was such that he couldn't convince her to give up this idea.
Megértette, hogy a feleségének az elképzelése annyira erős, hogy ő maga nem tudja erről meggyőzni, hogy változtassa meg.
Which was a shame, because Diti already got herself and the whole universe in trouble by being so headstrong before.
Ami már előre egy szégyen, mert Diti miatt már az egész univerzum nagy bajba került.
Because she was so insistent on when she wanted to have children, and because she had them at the wrong time, so she had demons and sons.
Mert annyira eltökélt volt, hogy gyerekeket kapjon, hogy nem vette figyelembe a megfelelő időt, és akkor emiatt két ilyen nagy démon született.
Anyway, she's making the same mistake again.
És akkor most ugyanazt a hibát elköveti.
Anta Shapamuni is measuring what is she capable of doing. If I tell her, don't do this, she's not going to listen to me.
És Kassyapamuni pedig azt vizsgálja, hogy a feleségem nem képes megtenni, mert tudja, hogy azt mondja neki, hogy ne csinálj, de akkor úgysem fog lesz képes azt követni.
So, I'll give her a way to achieve her purpose in such a way that she'll become free from the desire for it.
Ad neki egy módszert, hogy elérhesse a céget, de ugyanakkor ezzel a módszerrel meg is tisztul a vágya.
And this is what is called sarva kama, worshipping Krishna with some desire.
És ez a kama, moksha kama, sarva kama, imádni Krishna, valamilyen vágyal.
The benefit is not the result one gets from worshipping Krishna, but that one becomes free from desire.
És annak, hogy imádjuk Krishnát, nem az lesz az eredménye, hogy megkapjuk, amire vágyunk, hanem hogy megszabadulunk a vágytól.
And generally when people have desire, they become quite blind.
Amikor az embereknek van valamilyen vágyuk, akkor baktá válnak.
Here it says, you are full in opulence, but I do not beg you for opulence. In other words, I'm not wanting anything.
Hogy ha bár minden a gazdagságnak a birtokosa vagy, mi nem kérünk tőle semmi gazdagságot.
So we may have experienced that even when we read something or say something that runs against our thinking, then we don't pay attention to it.
Hogyha olvasunk valamit, vagy hallunk valamit, ami ellene van, tehát az ellen van, amit mi gondolunk, akkor egyszerűen csak nem figyelünk oda.
So, Diti wants something, but part of the vow is to say, I don't want anything.
Diti akar valamit, de a fogadalomnak egy része az azt mondta, hogy én ezt nem akarom.
But she's so absorbed in her consciousness that she doesn't pay attention to that. But what she does have as a very good qualification is she has very strong faith in her husband. So Kassyapa Muni said, do this austerity for 1 year. When we read, well, you read part of it, the Vrata, and then here it's much given in more detail. But she's not an ordinary person. Devotees don't do 1 year vows. It requires very great determination. And that determination was based upon the faith that she had that, yes, my husband said if I do this, I will get this result, so she just followed it.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't get the result she wanted. That's because she made a mistake. And this is the nature of fruitive activity. Unless you get it 100%, you get no result. So that's all or nothing. So you perform fruit of activity, just like we see earlier on with Twista and taking birth, unless even you have just one syllable wrong, and your whole sacrifice is down the drain. And that's what karma kanda and jnana kanda is all about. There's a very, very strict process, and if you want to get the result, it just has to be exact.
És ezért van ez, hogy a karma kanda és a jnana kanda, ezek nagyon szigorú folyamatok, mert hogyha nem követsz minden részletet pontosan, akkor nem kapod meg az eredményt.
And it's a good thing that devotional service is not like that. In fact, the result is not even important. What's important is the intention. So, for those who are result-oriented, they have to get a perfect result in their vow in order to get the perfect result of their vow. Or they have to do their vow perfectly in order to get the result. But people who don't have a desire for any result, then it's only their devotion or their motive that counts. And that's the beauty of Krishna consciousness. And it's also the saving grace, otherwise it would be very difficult for us to be making spiritual advancement if it depended upon achieving results.
Az a kedv, ami megmegy bennünket, mert engedből nagyon nehéz lenne csinálni az egészet, hogyha csak akkor kapnánk meg az eredményt, hogyha tökéletesen csinálnánk a folyamatot.
And here devotional, the activity of devotional service, even when the mentality is incorrect, is so powerful that it still purifies.
Az óvodó szolgálat gyakorlatai olyan hatalmasok, hogyha még a mentalitás nem is tiszta, akkor is megtisztít.
So Diti still becomes purified because she's doing the mechanics of devotional service, even though actually she doesn't have devotion. But she's addressing the Supreme Lord and Goddess of Fortune. She's worshipping him, she's going through these activities. It has its result. So this is called the mechanical devotional service. That one says things and does things, but the corresponding consciousness is not there. It's not first class devotion, but it still bears result in time. So, of course, better than that is to perform devotional service with the proper mentality. But for that, one needs to have proper association. So actually, diti is not necessarily at fault here. Because going back to the third canto, Kashyapa Muni was a Brahmavadi. Which means that he didn't have much devotion either. So then you can't blame his wife for not having devotion. Well, this whole story started that he was meditating on Brahman. He's a great yogi, great personality. But still, he then becomes also the vehicle by which Shukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj is killed. Very end of Bhagavatam, he's the person who could actually stop the snake from biting Parikshit Maharaj. But he's offered some wealth and therefore he turns back. You can see it in that picture. There's a picture of Parikshit Maharaj burning up. And right in the foreground there's a Brahmin going to what? That's Kashyapa. He's going away with a bunch of wealth. Still, these are Prajapatis, so they're not really within our realm for us to criticize them. They are Ishvaras, and their actions come under a different set of laws than ours. Demigods, great sages, like these, their behavior sometimes looks like our behavior, but there's a different set of punishment connected to it, if at all. So we shouldn't really criticize them unless we repeat something that was also stated by Shukadeva Goswami and so on. But this is the main teaching here, is that by engaging in devotional service, all good things come. But it will vary in time. Lord Kapiladev already spoke about devotional service and the mode of ignorance. He mentioned about performing devotional service to kill someone, to harm someone. So this is the example. Someone does devotional service to kill somebody else. So we may be surprised. In fact, I'm always surprised when I read it. Well, who would do devotional service? But here's some great personalities who do it.
Lehet, hogy ezen meglepődünk, de hát itt van például, amikor nagy személyiségek csinálják ugyanezt a dolgot.
And while it's a bad thing, it's better doing devotional service to kill someone than to, who knows what, doing black magic or something else.
És ez ugyanúgy rossz dolog, tehát mindig jobb dolog odaadó szolgálatot, hogy gyakorolni azzal a célra, hogy megöljünk valakit, mint hogy felekezünk fekete mágiába, vagy valami más dologba, ugyanezzel a célra.
Because although you may get the reaction of killing someone, but that's temporary.
Lehet, hogy megkapod a visszahatását annak, hogy megöltél valakit, de az ideiglenes.
But the benefit of performing some devotional activity is eternal. Although it may take a lot of time for it to accumulate over lifetimes. Anyway, we'll I guess to continue reading this later on. These things are given by way of example by Shukadeva Goswami, not by way of recommendation. Pumsavana, should we perform a Pumsavana ceremony? Not unless we find that it's recommended there in our Goswami's books. Because there are so many of these ritualistic ceremonies that one can just get lost trying to execute them. So for us, our main ritualistic activity, our main spiritual activity is chanting Hare Krishna. And then there are some other Vaishnav Tantra or other Vaishnav rituals that we perform, like is given in Hari Bhakti Vilas. And even then, we don't do all of those. It's interesting that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami personally to write this Hari Bhakti Vilas. But Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, even they have already edited out many of the recommendations there. Just to make things what is the most relevant for devotees in the present age. The general recommendation is Harinam Eva Kemalam, just chant Hare Krishna. But if you don't have full faith in that, then there are some other things. Just like I think when we were in Puri, I was speaking to the devotees in Hega. And I think some were sick. Some of them were sick. So I told them I could you could have avoided getting sick and spending so much money coming here to India just by going to New Rajadam. But the problem is I don't have the faith that unless I've gone to India, unless I've gotten sick, unless I've seen some place where it says this was Krishna's pastime, that I'm really in Vrindavan.
De hogyha nincsen ebben hit, akkor kell, hogy elmenjenek Indiába, elköltsék a pénzt, és betegek legyenek, és lássák azokat a helyeket, amik Krisnának kertelésével kapcsolatosak.
And then by performing that activity, in due course of time, you realize that I don't but didn't have to go anywhere.
És amikor bemutatják ezeket a tetteket, akkor időben el fognak jönni, nincs szükség ezekre.
So it's and Narottam Das Thakur says ultimately all you have to do is worry, even if you're in your own home, just by worshipping Krishna, then all your pilgrimages are automatically achieved.
És Narottam Das Thakur elmondja, hogy egyetlen dolog, amit kell csinálni, akár az otthonokban élsz, vagy akárhol, hogy imádod a legfelsőbb urat, és akkor így, anélkül, hogy bárhová is menni, minden zarándoklatod célja, azt el fogod élni.
But then Prabhupada, he comments on that. He says that, but actually that's for someone who's advanced. If you're not so advanced, then you should go to the places of pilgrimage. And then you come to the realization that all I have to do is just sit in front of Radhe Shyam or Gaur Nitai and chant Hare Krishna, and that achieves everything.
És végül megértjük, hogy egyetlen dolgot kell csak leülni Radhe Shyam vagy Gaur Nitai elé, énekelni a Hare Krishnát, és így minden eredményt el tudunk érni.
Like Prabhupada says that Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani. He never went to Vrindavan.
Srila Prabhupada elmondja, hogy Gadadhar Pandit, ő Srimati Radharani, és sosem ment Vrindavanba.
So Tamadhar Goswami, Lalita Devi, Ramananda Roy, Vishakha, they never went to Vrindavan.
Well,
Prabhupada says they're the original Brijbasis and they didn't go to Vrindavan. Because wherever they are, that is Vrindavan. So they don't have to. It's not a place, but actually it's a state of consciousness. Sometimes, you know, when we say we're going back to Godhead, like it's in a northerly direction, or it's up there. That's a material calculation, that something's here and something's there. But actually spiritual isn't direction oriented, it's consciousness oriented. So when your consciousness changes, then everything is where you are. I don't have to physically go anywhere. But because we're used to this type of terminology and communication, so it's written like that. It's written like that in Shastra, that Krishna descends. Krishna doesn't descend. There's no place for him to come down. He's not up there coming down. That's why he says Shijami Aham. So the other word that's also used is that he appears. And that's more relevant to the actual what's happening, what takes place. He said Krishna's appear means you're here. It's just people don't see you, and then you make yourself visible. And that's what we'll read about Nrisimhadeva was about. That was the whole argument between Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu didn't believe that God was in his palace. So Prahlad showed that yes, he's in the pillar. He's everywhere.
És Prahlád megmutatja, hogy de igen, ott van az osztopban, ott van mindenhol.
And then wherever he is, then also his abode is also there.
És mindenhol, ahol ő ott van, az az ő irodalma.
It's a different type of perception where we don't look elsewhere for something, but we just look where we are because everything's here.
Ez egy másfajta másfajta szempont vagy nézőpont, amikor nem kifelé nézünk dolgokat, hanem megkeressük magunkat azokat.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Shri Radha Shyam Sundar ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi ki
jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai,
Shri Prabhupada ki jai.